Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Super Smart Power Hour. This is Mike Barnes with Super Smart Web Profits, and we have a pretty cool show tonight. We're going to be talking about social marketing, social networking, but doing it in our business, to put our business into the social network. And I have a special guest with me here tonight. She's grimacing over there. Marielle, say hi to everybody. Sure, I want to make sure I can hear you. You were on mute. Couldn't hear you. Can't hear you. Oh, no, we may have lost her. Maybe if you run in real quick and get Dustin's headset, maybe we'll get that to work. Okay. We're going to let Marielle go get a headphone. Dustin's got one. All right, so while she's getting set up, let me continue on here with what we got going on. Tonight's show is about social marketing for leads. Now, one thing that I've been messing with, because it is sometimes it can look like a mess, is all this online social marketing, social media stuff that we have going on to generate leads. So there's literally hundreds and hundreds of ways to do this, folks. And I know you probably get bombarded, just like I do, with emails from everybody that got to the top of the search engine once or twice and now is a social media marketing expert. The secret is to do this in a fashion that you stay there and that people respond to what you're doing. Now, everybody that you that does this, I'm not saying doesn't have good information to share, because I just went with Marielle to a social networking meeting last week here in Atlanta, and we learned a little bit. I wouldn't say we learned a lot, but we did learn a little. One of the things that we did learn was how afraid most people were with internet marketing. They were afraid of putting their personal image out on the internet. Like Dustin, for example, he doesn't want to have his young children exposed to everybody that's out there on the internet. And I can understand that. That's okay, though. With a lot of what we're doing, we can make that type of stuff private. So you can select the people that you would like to view what you have online. However, with the social marketing that we do, it's not all your family, your kids. I'm waking up and, you know, eating Cheerios or something like that. It's a little bit more marketing towards your business and developing a relationship with people through your marketing. And when I first started doing this several years ago, my marketing that I did was very, very specific to, it was commercial almost. It was an online ad. Well, the Facebook wasn't around. MySpace just started up back then, but now there's a lot more than available than what I'm going to show you tonight. Marielle, are you with us now?
Apparently it looks like it.
You are. Welcome to the show. I had to run through there, folks. I'm sorry. I was just kind of trying to do three things at once here. But Marielle, I introduced you earlier. Why don't you share a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay, I'm Marielle Kaarsgaren. I'm originally from the Netherlands, so I do have a bit of an accent. I live in Maryland, Baltimore area. And I am sort of a social media addict, I can say. So that's about it for now.
I met Marielle up at a Pete Guthrie event up in Maryland, and she's extremely knowledgeable at what she does. So thank you for being here, Marielle. We appreciate it. So what is social media marketing? Now, I'm sure almost all of you have heard about social medias like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. Most people, however, use it to connect with friends and family. But social marketing is using those same medias, but using it to get our business noticed.
Yes. Most people don't think that it's done to have your social media used to get your business out there, but Everybody is out there, so why not your business?
Exactly. People are saying they're not getting sound. They're not muted. I don't know what the problem is. Are you able to hear it? Oh, okay. Because I was getting somebody said they can't hear anything. Okay, he said he has it now. I'm sorry, folks. I want to make sure everybody's hearing this. So Mariel, you want to start where you left off or start again on that one?
Okay. Well, a lot of people think that using social media for your social marketing, so that you use tools like Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn to promote your business is not done, or that it's even dangerous because all your pictures of your family are on there, and that's not something you want to mix up. But you really do want to use it because it's a great way of building your business. And most people are forgetting that people that are on Facebook on a personal way can be your customer as well. So that's why all those Facebook and Twitter people are just your potential clients.
And that's exactly right. And there's a way to getting through to these people that you can do it on a social network way and get a lot of attention. So that's what we're going to share with you tonight. The marketing with social media is about conversation. I mean, that's really all it is, building relationships, trust, and rapport one customer at a time. And there's techniques that you can use to do this quite effectively. And nowadays, in online marketing, just as in offline marketing, isn't it the same? I mean, people must know you, like you, and trust you before they'll ever say yes to your offer.
Well, like it's in offline marketing, when you go to a client, you first start talking about their kids and that they have a cute dog, and then you move on to something that is more business-like. So you first start out with something that is about personal life. You want to know them. You want to know if you have something in common, and then you take it from there. I know even people that carry around pictures of their kids in their wallets to show to their clients, so why not show them online?
Exactly. And developing that relationship and building that know, like, and trust is what you're hoping to achieve with your social media efforts as well. So one question that we get asked by quite a few people is if this is so great, then why are there not more people doing it? And, I mean, I can show a lot of examples online. There's really not. We pretty much dominate in a lot of the areas where we buy houses. And I like that, but I'm still willing to give you a lot of this information because, again, I really, Mariel, honestly, I really feel only a handful of people are actually going to do this. But the ones that do are getting great success with it.
Yes, definitely. If you realize that Twitter is indexed by Google on real time and that it's showing up real high on the search engines, and if you realize that Facebook, everybody nowadays, if you meet someone new, the first thing you do is check them out online. Where are they? Who are they? Can I do business with this person? Are they for real? That's something that you do with social media. Show them that you are real.
One of the first reasons we get, Mariel, when we talk to people is I don't have the time. And I believe I don't have the time comes from really not having the understanding. Because most of what we do, in fact, I'd say close to 95%, it should be around 80, but about 95% of what I do is completely automated for the most part on social media.
Oh, definitely. You can automate almost everything on your Facebook and your Twitter. You actually don't even have to come up with with things to talk about because you can automate it all, but you have to know what you're doing before you can do that. So start with the beginning. Start with the basics.
And we will show you some techniques tonight that will automate most of this for you. The other objection or reason why people really don't jump forward to this is they don't know where to start.
Well, like I said, start with the basics. Start by having a Facebook account. Start by having a Twitter account. And start by automating that just a little bit with tools like Hootsuite. And if you can use that, then you already have such a jump start on the rest of the world that are doing business through the social media. So I definitely would recommend just get that Facebook account and don't be afraid to share yourself with the rest of the world on a business level.
And we'll show you where to start tonight. And another one is they don't really know how to, and whenever you do anything, you want to make sure it's monetized. You're making money from it. A lot of us get busy and confused being busy with being productive. Well, how do you measure your success with your online social media? Because it's kind of hard. I mean, people will find you online and call you on the telephone, and you didn't know they took the time to research you online. So there's a lot of intangibles in the marketing and the effects that you get from it. But what else is there that you can do?
Well, first of all, you can measure it in numbers. So you can measure every tweet that you put out there. You can see if your tweets in the morning have more result than your tweets in the afternoon, and your tweets about your product have more click-throughs than your tweets about your family or anything. But the thing is that a lot of these things you can't measure, because it is like I said, people nowadays, if they meet somebody, and even if they meet you offline, they're checking you out, and you better be there.
That's absolutely correct. That made me giggle. Okay, and I also worry about my business acquaintances seeing into my personal life. Now, that kind of goes a little bit into what we were just talking about, but there are settings to turn some of those features off. But just like you said, Marielle, when you're out in public and social environment offline and online, it's the same thing. Don't you still really do business with people you like, know, and trust?
Well, everything in business is about building rapport, and people only will buy something from you if they know you. They are even people out there that buy the lesser product, but they like the salesperson. So And social media is a great way to have to build rapport real fast, because within 5 minutes they have like 10 impressions of you and that's what it's all about. And don't be afraid to show a bit of your personal life. It's just like going to any other event that you go in real life. It's there you not show everything, but you do know what you show, and that's the same thing online. You show what you want the world to know at that point. So it's built rapport, yes.
And social media, once you have it running, what I've discovered is that with the automation tools that we use, is this really works for you 24/7, unlike any other marketing system that's available online right now, because you're exposed to so many people.
Definitely. If you go to a networking event, you're there for maybe an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. There are so many people that you can reach during an event like that. And with your social media, it's online. If you switch off your computer, your profile is still there. So they can still find you and they can still research you. There are people that like to do business at 3 a.m. There are people that like to do business at 7 a.m. It's always there. And that's the good part about it.
And folks, rather than fighting it, this whole media craze, get involved in it. And we're going to show you how to use it and how to benefit from it tonight. Now, this is open up for questions tonight. And what we're going to do is we'll run through a few things that you can set up. And I'm sure there's going to be questions. In fact, I hope there are. And if you do have any, if I can answer them right when they come in, I will. If not, we'll answer them towards the end of the show. So where do we start? Well, let's start with your privacy and security. And just confirm this with you. I mean, we're not saying that to do anything that you're going to be uncomfortable with, all right? But, you know, showing your family and your off-work life does build rapport. So just keep that in mind. And Facebook does have extensive privacy settings that will allow you to control what friends see what. And social media is kind of like a huge networking event. You're there to have fun with people that have the same interests as you and to do a little business. So let's do a little business tonight and teach you how to use these powerful systems. We're going to start with Facebook. Now, Mariel, you want to jump in?
The thing is that if you're at one of those events, there are things that you would say and there are things that you won't say, and just do the same thing online, and then you absolutely be fine.
Yeah, because when you're at an event, maybe with one-on-one, right here, it's not one-on-one so much. So this is Facebook. What we're going to do, folks, is we're going to teach you how to, just a quick review on how to set up Facebook. Those of you that have a Facebook account, just please hold on until we get to the end of this whole segment, because we're going to get into some stuff I'm sure you may not know. But first, I set up tonight when we were doing this, I set up an account for my dog. My dog is Marley. I've had him now for almost 10 years. But he's going to get a Facebook account. He gets a Twitter account tonight. So when you're going to set up for Facebook, just go to Facebook.com. It's free, of course, and anyone can join. And just complete your information and then click sign up. Now, it does have that CAPTCHA. Sometimes I have a difficult time with that myself. It takes two or three tries. But simply enter the CAPTCHA and then click sign up. Now, when you get to the next step, which is step one, I recommend, of course, this is completely optional how you do it, but I recommend where I have a little arrow pointed which says skip this step. You can always come back and do this stuff later if you choose to. Step two, again, is to fill out your profile info. That's your high school, college, university, company. And, Marielle, when we were setting up this PowerPoint this afternoon, you did say, you know, if you have that information, go ahead and fill it in.
Well, that's what the profile, and that's why you skip the step find friends. Fill out your profile first. Fill out as much as you can, because it will be found back on the search engines. Not really, especially Facebook is a little bit different, but fill out as much as you can, because it's a good thing if people can find you in Facebook. So sometimes they'll search for your company. Sometimes they'll search for something else. But just fill out as much as you can and then start searching for friends and people that have something in common with you.
And then you upload your photo as step three. It's really quite simple. Just quickly upload a photo, and there's a cute little Marley playing the piano. He does that quite a bit. I come home, and he's playing the piano. So that day I snapped a shot. And then you just click save and continue. Now, your account is not verified until you check by email. Most everything is that way these days, where you have to verify by email once you sign up. So be sure that you remember your email address that you use to register and type it correctly. Or you can change it if you think you made a mistake. But once you confirm it, that little screen goes away. And now you can, if you choose to, you can find people now, you know. But what I suggest is going to view and edit your profile and get your settings from the get-go the way you want them. Now, on this screen, each one of these little arrows indicates a drop-down menu. This actual page right here could take you 20 to 30 minutes to complete some of the stuff that's in here if you choose.
Easily.
If you choose to complete it all, it will take you a little time. But, again, that makes it nice for people to find you. The less specific you are, then, of course, you're not very human. A lot of social networks are like that. The more you complete, the better it is. And then you, just real quickly, to browse, over on the far left, I did not have an arrow pointed to that, but that's home. That's everybody that you're following. You can read what everybody's saying, and there's quite a few settings in there. But the ones I wanted to focus on was these two arrows. That's your profile. That's the page I'm on right now. They're both the same. And your wall is what you, all your friends, and you have photos and things like that. But if you want to say anything, you just type it in here. Now, there's a lot of other features I'm not going to get into tonight because I just want to kind of give you an overview of this. But then you have settings over on the right-hand side. When you click settings, you'll see privacy. It's the same privacy settings that you'll see in the drop-down menu, so both will take you to the same place. But this is where you can go in and set up your privacy settings, your profile information, contact, etc. I'm going to jump back there, Marielle, because there's each one of these, like your profile information, that's where you can edit your photo privacy.
One of the things that you can do in Facebook is you can make categories of friends. And to each of these categories, you can give rights to see certain photo albums. So if you have, like, the cute little pictures or the cute pictures of your little boy, you show them to your family and not to your business group. So that's one of the – and it's actually a pretty new feature of Facebook, and it's a requested feature, so they listen to the people. And this is a feature that a lot of people, especially in business, really appreciate because I can see that some people do not want to have their Christmas pictures for their business relations out there, but they do want to show it to the family, and Facebook covered that by doing this.
Excellent. I know I had to go back and categorize everybody in mine to put them in those categories.
Yeah.
But a nice feature. All right, so that brings us to Twitter. Now, remember, folks, if you have any questions along the way through here, please feel free to ask them. We'll take the time to answer them either now or at the end of the call. This is Twitter, and Twitter is very easy to sign up for. In fact, I wouldn't say it's easier than Facebook, but I think it doesn't take as long. There is a few little features in here you want to make sure you have set up correctly. This, first of all, just go to twitter.com, and then you sign up. And after you sign up with your email, you do have to confirm, again, with your email. But what you'll get is step one of three, browse suggestions. Now, folks, what happens here is if you click on music, well, you get people that have interest in music. In entertainment, you'll have people that are interested in entertainment. That's to start you off with followers. Am I correct on that? Because it's been a while since I...
Yes. In this part, there are people that are... they signed up in a certain category, and these are the more popular people, and you just can open one of these categories and just follow these people. And one of the sort of... courtesy things is what you do. If people follow you, you follow them back. That's sort of an unwritten rule. What you do on Twitter is if somebody follows you, you follow them back. And that's the way how you grow followers.
I suggest when you first set this up, and again, all of this is totally up to you, but there is a way to get more local or more related people into your industry than just signing up randomly to people like this, like especially for real estate. I try to build local. Like I go to Atlanta Twitter, like Atlanta Weather, if they're on Twitter, like Atlanta News Channel. And I followed all those, as many people as I could, because they're mostly from Atlanta, and that's really who I'm marketing. Am I doing the right thing there, Marielle, by doing it that way?
Well, first of all, you have people that are in your local area, and real estate, of course, is something that a lot of people are interested in. Basically, everybody has to live somewhere, so on that account, you're doing the right thing. Another thing is that you can do very specific searches in Twitter. So you can, if you do a search on real estate, a lot of people will pop up. There are on the internet a lot of tools that like. Twibes, we talked about it, if we should put it in here or not. Twibes is a tool that groups people, and people sign up for a Twibe and put their power together so that you can just...
No, there's a lot of...
No, I know you took it out, but it's just one of the examples that's how you find people that are interested in the same stuff that you are. So there are ways to do extensive tools. Or there are extensive tools to do extensive searches. Whatever. Something like that.
I got you. The point is that you can build followers other than this way right here. And again, my little Wookiee Marley, I call him, I created a Twitter account for him. So all I had to do on step one was verify my email and choose a password. And then step three, again, is I could search for people I know after I do step two, of course. Then I can search for people. I might put Mary Ellen in here and see if I can find her. But you can't. You can't. And that's one of the things we're trying to teach tonight is you can somewhat hide your personal identity. I have one for just personal Twitter, Mike Barnes, and I have the other for business. But at any rate, then after you get started, I really highly recommend that you take these steps first. And I'll tell you why. A couple things I learned. Number one is your settings in here. I can't tell you how many times I've gone in and seen people's Twitter pages, and they don't have a link to their website. That is extremely important because those of you that know about search engine optimization also know that a backlink to your website is important, especially when it's what we call a readable backlink, where the search engines recognize it as a backlink. It's not a nofollow. Twitter gives you that juice, and your Twitter pages have a tremendous page ranking. They're anywhere from 6 to 9, I've seen on some Twitter pages. They're huge. When you first start out, they might be a little lower, but you get a couple thousand followers, and you have a huge page rank with a backlink to your website. So please complete that, and I'll show you where that appears later.
And every time that you tweet, Google indexes it. So every time that you tweet, you get a readable backlink to your website again. So every tweet is extra juice to your website.
That's excellent information. Sliding down the page, that is. I'm most honest, I never looked at it that way, but it really is. Every time a tweet is an individual tweet, it's a backlink. Yeah.
That's
How
true.
About that? Learn something new every day. When you're finished with that, click Save. However, do not click Enable Geotagging unless you want people to know your exact location. I believe that's what that does, so leave that out. Because it will put, I've seen tweets where you can click it and it takes you to Google Maps. Is that what that is? I believe it is. I could be wrong. It's tweets with location information. So I'm assuming it is, if someone can correct me on that one, but I've turned it off just in fear of that. Okay? So let's take a look at your picture. So your picture is important because a lot of people, they use some of the same automation software that I'm going to show you tonight, and there's some other software. Some of that software, when you follow people, you can choose not to follow people that don't have a picture.
That's right.
So they have these automation settings where if you don't have a picture, they're not following you. So it's important. So complete a picture.
And it comes down to being real. A lot of people want to find out who you are and if you are real. And by showing your picture, you show, even if it's a picture of a dog, it's something about you, it tells something about you, and it shows them that you are real.
Exactly. So what you're doing is you're putting up your picture. Now, you can put logos on here. I have a lot of logos. I think in tonight's example, I just chose a picture, and I browse Marley's picture again and put him up online here. The next choice you have is the design. Now, I'm going to show you a couple designs here in a minute that are billboards, and I love that. I love the billboard. Did I click the wrong button? Design. Notices. Oh, notices. Yes. Please click notices. That's my next frame. This is very annoying. If you get a lot of followers, and it's not unusual. I showed Marielle last night. I had a little over 300 followers in one day on one of my accounts. That would be 300 emails, notifications to my cell phone. So turn in notices, turn those settings.
Yeah, the first time that happened to me that I didn't realize what was going on, my phone just kept on buzzing and buzzing. I think there is a commercial somewhere on the TV that somebody just runs away from his phone. Well, that sort of basically really happened to me. So, and at first you're just like, how do I switch this off? How do I turn this off? You're doing it here.
Yeah, it was kind of fun at first. You're like, hey, look at, I got another follower. And then after dinner, it's like, I'm throwing the phone out. it was just ringing too much. So that's where you turn those off. So go in and uncheck those, and you won't be bothered by all your followers. The other section, and I'm still in settings up here, by the way, at the top right, in case you got lost there. I'm always in settings on these. I went to account. I went to notices, and now I'm on design. And they do have some default designs in here if you care to choose one. I recommend uploading your own image. You can do that down at the bottom. You have change background image. And I believe the specs for an image, just for those of you that are interested, 1,200 by 1,800, or do you use, what do you use, Mariel?
It's over 2,000.
Is it? Yeah, Marielle has those. If you're interested in knowing what we use for the Twitter backgrounds, send us an email at sales@supersmartwebprofits.com and just put the Twitter image background. You can Google it, but Marielle has a pretty good system on this. The other is change design colors. Change design colors changes the words on the left. Now, be very careful if you choose a black background. When you choose white text, then your tweets disappear because that's defaulted white background. So for this one, I changed Marley's background a little bit. I put in a little black here, changed the right-hand side. But when you tweet, you want to make sure people see those and the backlinks. So, and then we have home and profile. Home is where you tweet from. This is your home page right here. So Marley hasn't made a tweet yet. So I took him to his homepage, and he says, "I'm just a dog that plays a piano, and at Mike J. Barnes owns me. Please follow me, or he won't give me a biscuit." So, yes, please follow Wookie Marley, for those of you listening. So he gets his biscuit. How about that? So that's where you just make your tweet. Now, folks, this is where people get lost, is they think, my goodness, you send out 20 tweets a day or 10 tweets a day, or 3 tweets a day. That's time out of your day that you have to be doing all this stuff. Where do you find the time to do it? Well, that's what we've automated.
You don't find the time. You don't need to. If you go like a tool as Hootsuite, you can just sit down and do it once a week or maybe twice a week and just line them all up and let it roll. That's basically what Hootsuite does. And you can even put in feeds in there, but that's more of an advanced feature. But you can have it done all for you. You just sit down once a week and think about what you want, what your message is for this week, and you send it out.
And that's Wookie Marley. Twitter.com/. And exactly. And we're going to show you Hootsuite in just a little bit. So there I added... to add a tweet, it's just simply click update right here, and there it is. There's my tweet. There's Marley's first tweet. And notice you over here on the right, poor Marley doesn't have anybody following him, and he's got zero followers. Well, people ask me, well, how do you follow people? This is the old-fashioned way, I think, of following people, but it's the most effective if you have an individual you'd like to follow. And that's just go to that person's name. Now, I did go here to Mike J. Barnes, and I'm going to click follow. And once I do, I go back to my page and see where I'm following one. Well, as soon as I follow my little dog back, I'm going to click, I'm going to follow him back. In fact, my system, I can't call it my system. It's the system we found online automatically follows people back. And that we won't share with you tonight. That'll be in another webinar. But we have systems that do automatically follow people back. But how do I say this, Mariel? It's not against Twitter's regulations or something like that, how we do it?
Well, Twitter, of course, do likes it that you do everything by hand because that's how they came up with it. But, of course, they give their source code out, so you are allowed to automate it. And there are a lot of websites out there that allow you to do so.
All right, and they play within the rules of Twitter.
Oh, definitely. Otherwise, they take them. Yep. Twitter has been is a part of Google now, and if Google doesn't like it, Google has a very big, large legal department, so they will come and get you.
All right, now I wanted to show you just a few examples of the power of what you can get out of this. And here's I do this all the time and talk about our websites that Dustin has, some of the stuff that I've created for him as well. I mean, Dustin dominates. He's been doing this since 90 BC or something like that. But down here, I mean, when we type We Buy Houses, M-O, there's WeBuyHouses.net. That's, of course, is Dustin. This number two is Dustin. So that's not bad. That's pretty good, too. Probably that's us, too. But that's pretty tough competition. Wouldn't you agree, Mario? I mean, We Buy Houses, M-O, that's what? That's like $18 a click or something, $14?
I thought it was $14 a click, but it's always cool to see that a search like that is showing up organically. That's very cool.
Well, we're on page 1 of 10 for We Buy Houses, M-O, for Missouri. And we slide down the page just a little bit. And here's one of super smart customers, Joe Stang, out of St. Louis. Twitter.com.
And he's using Twitter.
And he's following our instructions. He's doing it the way that you're supposed to do it, and he's getting recognition. I'm going to show you his page here. Notice what he's done. Look at this. He's over 3,000 followers already. He's not doing this. I can guarantee you that at 10. Let's pick one later. 3:58 a.m. I guarantee you that Joe was not sitting at his computer tweeting that. He's using the systems we're going to show you in just a few minutes to tweet that. But notice what he has here, too. He has Chinese want easier trade. This is Mariela's mentioning feeds earlier, which was a little bit more advanced subject, which we'll get into in another power hour, hopefully, down the road. But It's not all about him. He found an interest online in some other feed somewhere that this was all about. It looks like it's, trade or investing or something. But it's not uncommon that just using a news feed, you'll get replies from other users, other Twitterers, going, I really enjoy your tweets. And I've shown it to Marielle in some of my feeds. I don't touch it. And people are commenting back, going, I really enjoy your feeds. Or your tweets. They don't know their feeds necessarily.
What I normally say is that you have like 20 to 30% is personal stuff. Like I'm at a great event and I'm enjoying this speech or whatever it is. It's personal things that you do and you'd like to send out to the world. Another 20 to 30% is feeds. And then you can have the rest of it is business. You don't want to overdo your business part because it's still about know, like, and trust.
Exactly. And that's why I suggested through some of the stuff I was doing is run feeds into here because it breaks up the it's all about me, right?
Definitely, yes.
In fact, there's comical feeds probably you could feed into. But, again, that's a little bit more advanced. Don't want to get into it. Just want to point out to you what he's doing.
Well, you see, a lot of people do those comic sayings or
positive
funny
thoughts.
Sayings or positive thoughts. That's all about. It says a bit about you, but it's not really about you. But it keeps people interested, and those actually get retweeted a lot.
All right, so that's Joe's page. Oh, by the way, let me go back here. When you look at Joe's page, very simple background. You can get very advanced with this, but simple works. I like simple. He's got We Buy Houses, St. Louis. This is what I call your Twitter billboard. People can call you if you put your telephone number on here. You put your web address on here. You know what I've noticed in my Google Analytics more than I think anything else is the amount of direct traffic, meaning the people that have literally typed in my domain name.
Yeah, that's because the background of Twitter is unfortunately not clickable, but your address is on there, and people take the time, especially when you tweet a lot that they find interesting, then they take the time to type in the address and look you up.
Even though it's clickable right up at the top right, this is where your web address shows when you create it in your settings. I know a lot of people with Steve Banas. He's a great example. He's out of South Carolina. He does probably more Craigslist ads than I know of anybody out there. And he'll get a lead, And it's a Craigslist lead. However, when you look at his lead, it was done through a Google search. So what they did is they looked for him on Craigslist. They found his ad. And before clicking anything, they wanted to make sure he was legit, or they didn't trust Craigslist. So what they did was they did a Google search. Folks, they did a Google search on quite a few of his for just We Buy Houses SC. Now, if he wasn't visible, maybe those people wouldn't have given him as much credibility. So there's a great example of how intangible this type of marketing is and how important it is to get your websites to the top of the search engines.
Definitely. It's all about being there and be found, and that people can find you. And I prefer in as much places as you can think of.
All right, that brings us on to Hootsuite. That was Twitter. I did have a section in there earlier, and I did take it out of the PowerPoint because we would have probably gone an hour and a half. But I wish I didn't lose that part now in hindsight. But we'll do it in another Power Hour. It was on Twibes. But we'll do that again one day.
I think if you had Twibes in here, then you wouldn't have told about Hootsuite. It's either one or the other. And this is about automation. I think people will love Hootsuite.
Yeah, it was one or the other. So here we go to Hootsuite. This is the automation of what we do. Now, keep this in mind, folks. The systems that we use, online tools we use, we're researching these all the time. In fact, we just switched from another system to another online system just a couple days ago because we found one better for something else that we do. So these do change from time to time.
Definitely. The Internet is a very fast-moving tool in your business, and that alone takes time to keep track of, so you better have some stable apps that work for you, and Hootsuite is a very good one.
It is one of the more popular, and I don't see them ever getting in trouble with Twitter or any of these other accounts. In fact, they're adding more accounts. Facebook got added. LinkedIn.
They recently added WordPress, so you can have your free WordPress account added to this, so you can even use Hootsuite.
Fuzzy.
Okay, so you can even add Hootsuite to your... you can even add WordPress to your Hootsuite account, so you can use it to prepare your blogs.
We do have a definite challenge there with your audio. How do I sound? Do I sound clear?
I have no idea. I can hear you.
Yeah, try to reset it. All right, Marielle, having the audio issues tonight with the... Yeah. We may have lost her for the evening here, but she can speak through my mic when she needs to speak, I guess. But this is Hootsuite.
Still nothing?
Yeah, yeah, you're already back.
I'm back.
Thank
Yay.
Goodness. I didn't want to do this alone.
Sorry.
Do you remember what you were just saying there?
Yeah, that you can use WordPress to, or that you can use Hootsuite to prepare your WordPress blogs. So that's a new feature. They added free WordPress accounts to Hootsuite.
This is the back office of Hootsuite. Now, I didn't do the sign-in process. I think you got that down by now. Put in your name, your email, and typically you have to verify. I can't remember if this one you do, but typically verify by email. Okay, Marielle confirms you do. Then this is my super smart. Now you notice here I have Mike J. Barnes. I have We Buy Houses Atlanta. That's what WBH Atlanta is. I have Cheap House for You. That's one of our Twitter accounts that we use for promoting all our customers' websites on, or excuse me, real estate properties on. Then we have SellFast, which is our national website for when you sell houses. So I load that up with all our customers that are using an upgrade we have called the SEO upgrade. They write articles or they put tweets online. I plug into their feed and they go to my SellFast account. And SellFast, by the way, go ahead, Google it. SellFast Real Estate or We Buy Houses SellFast. SellFast Twitter, it's pretty popular. So we make sure we get up there. And so are Dustin's. I mean, Dustin's got the most powerful SEO stuff out there. It's all over the top of the search engines. And he has dozens and dozens of these sites. So at any rate, you can spread this stuff out all over the place by having the SEO upgrade. But notice what I did here is I have pending tweets. I don't have to have these here, but this is where you start. The reason I say you don't have to have these here is because, again, there's a feature we have in the websites that you load these in and they recycle. So you never have to go back and do it again. They recycle on a weekly or a monthly basis. But for this example tonight, what I wanted to do is I wanted to load some tweets in here so you can see how you can do this no matter what you're doing. So I put in a tweet and I scheduled it, those pending tweets, for February 2nd at 5:05. For tomorrow morning at 5:10 a.m., for tomorrow afternoon at 4:15, and so on and so on and so on. In fact, I put a whole 2 weeks' worth of tweets in here. Plus, I have other stuff going in there as well. But
yeah,
let's start
it's not,
here.
It's not limited to Hootsuite. If you have, the super smart websites, they have the SEO upgrade where you can feed you can have a feed that goes into Twitter as well. You can have your properties feed automatically into your Twitter account as well. But for all the other stuff that is not automated, real estate related, you can use Hootsuite. And you can do it up front and for 2 or 3 weeks ahead, and that's very cool.
Yeah, and if you're a really good forecaster or you had some sort of psychopathic power, you could predict the future and type in, what a beautiful day, and schedule it for next Tuesday. But the point is...
If you have a blizzard coming up, don't do it.
What a hot day. So we'll show you in a minute how to put those in there. But first, you need to add your accounts. And when you create a Hootsuite account, click Settings on the bottom left. And that brings you to another page where you have your account information, you have your social networks, and that's what you want to create. Well, we were talking about feeds earlier. For those advanced users that already know or are familiar with feeds, you can use the RSS Atom to pull in a feed. But click Social Networks, and you'll see where I've already added mine. Here's all my different accounts that I've added to this particular Hootsuite account. And what we're going to do is just simply what you'll do. Of course, these won't be here. You'll click Add Social Network. And, folks, there it is. There's your social networks, Twitter, Facebook, so you can, pre-push stuff into Facebook. But I want to share with you just a couple things here, is you don't have to make this too salesy. You make it informational, and that's where I've kind of changed my marketing a little bit, is I've made it more informational, like how to stage a home in Florida, right? How to sell a house fast, how to... how to help, because that's what we're here to do, is to help people. And those articles, those little posts, because I write articles and point them to them, those get a lot of traffic.
Well, the thing with online marketing is that you do your business in person. You don't do your business online. So if people respond to it and they start calling you or they start an email, at that point you take it offline and it's one-on-one. At this point, you're still building your know, like, and trust and they have to like you, and just being the slick salesperson is not going to help you on any kind of media, not in real life and not on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or Ping or wherever it is.
Yeah, and, have fun with it, because it really is, because once you set this up, you load this up, and you're done. I mean, it's kind of cool. You can go to dinner or go to sleep and know that your tweets are still going through. So here's what I did. Up in the top left, I added, what is this? Tweeting people how to use Hootsuite.com on a live webinar. And then I linked it right here to supersmartblog.com. Now, you don't have to always, let me forget I said that. Put your link in here, and then you're going to want to click shrink it. It creates a tiny URL. So it tells you here how many characters you have left. And then when you click shrink it, it shrinks it down into an owly. That's just the name of the URL right there. But that does link to your website. Then what you need to do is click the account. Here, I think I clicked send later here. Yeah. So you click send later. Let me go back a step. So click shrink it, click send later, and then schedule it. I schedule.
And you have to click the account that you use to send it from.
Exactly, right where that arrow's pointed. You click it to tell it what account to go to. Most people, maybe they only have one account. That's easy.
Well, then you still have to click it.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Good point. Still got to click it. Then what you're, I set my time for 7:30 p.m., which is right now. Well, it's a little while ago. Okay, and then I schedule it by clicking schedule. When you do, it doesn't appear in your pending tweets. You have to click this refresh button in order for you to see it, unless you log back in again. But click refresh, and there it is, teaching people how to use Hootsuite on a live webinar. And if you go to Mike J. Barnes, you'll see that I've been here the whole time, and I have not tweeted that. But it's on my Twitter page. I'm certain of it.
Well, the nice thing about those hourly links is that, like you say here, that it is tracked, so you can see what happens to your link. So I do suggest that in each and every tweet that you do through Hootsuite, you put in a link, because then you can see if people are clicking it, if they're following it, and at what time or what day they use it, if it has been retweeted. You can all follow that in Hootsuite. So it's very advisable to put a link in your tweets.
And that brings us right to our next subject. We talked earlier about how do we monetize this? How do we keep track of this? Well, we do lose some when people search for us only for credibility, and then they call us by telephone, unless we ask, how did you hear about us? But even then, a lot of people, you know, won't say, well, I searched on the online for 4 hours. You know, and I know a lot of people do. But over here on the bottom left of your Hootsuite account is a stats. And I can go in and I can see for the last 7 days I haven't clicked any of these things. Somebody has clicked 47. The amazing thing is like Mary Ellen and I were looking at one of the tweets that came through tonight on one of my Twitter pages, and it had, I think it's one of my next screen, it had a bunch of clicks to it. And I was like, I didn't even know I had that tweet because it went out on one of my feeds. So it's,
well, with Twitter, you don't expect like 100 clicks on one link, but if you have 4 or 5 clicks on one tweet, that's already brilliant, because those are 4 or 5 more visitors to your website. So it's with Twitter, it's about putting as much tweets out as you can, because then you get more links to your site and more people that potentially will click on the link and go to your site.
Yeah, one word of caution there is don't put a bunch of tweets out there and link it to the same place. I've heard from several people that have had their accounts disabled for doing that. And don't tweet, don't overdo it. Now, you know, somebody might show you their Twitter page and show you a couple hundred clicks. All right, keep in mind, I'm only doing about 2 tweets a day on this account. Okay, so this one
is... We have very good results with it.
Yep. So I'm happy with that. That's more clicks than I've gotten before. Now, here's what's cool, Marielle, is that individual message feature. So I can click the individual message, and I can go through and I can see each one of these stats. Now, I switched over here to Mike J. Barnes just to show you these, but my Atlanta account was probably, well, the same or better than this. I mean, just this one tweet, you've got total clicks 4, user rating 1. Now, the reason I wanted to show you this was because these, I didn't tweet this stuff. This is what Marielle and I were talking about. Windows 7 sales deal, Linux a winning hand.
You don't even know what it is about, do you?
No, I don't. But it's technology stuff, and that's how my Mike J. Barnes account is all technology stuff, and that's all that goes in there. And I've gotten people that have said they enjoy my tweets. So how about that? I grabbed a good feed. But here we are, total clicks 4, and that tells me what out. So 4 clicks since this morning. Is that right? Yes, since this morning.
This morning, because there are no more days. So your whole stat is just one dot, because it's just one day.
Yeah, and I've been pretty busy today, so that wasn't me clicking that. So there's how one way you can keep track of your tweets and how they work for you. So let me take a minute here and see if we have any questions. I've been I answered some of these there while you were speaking, but here's one. It's from Philip. He asks, if you have more if, oops, yeah, that's fine, because I'm going to go live here online in a second. Excuse me. If you have more than one site, buy, sell, should you have one account for each? Yes. Yes, you should. It was the question, is the answer to that. I'm going to show you We Buy Houses Atlanta. Now, I have to shrink this monitor in order for you to see. But no, my background's hidden. You should be. That's how it looks on a normal screen. I just changed it right there. But there's my We Buy Houses Atlanta. Now, you don't have to do it this way, but for the search engines, I think you're going to get a lot more juice out of it. I really feel that way. So now up here, I can promote my We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia. I do all my marketing online. Marielle can testify to that. I don't have a telephone anywhere on any of my marketing. I'm generating a fair amount of leads for foreclosures just in the Atlanta area, just online. So
definitely you want to have a Twitter page for each website that you have, because it gives you the Google juice. Every tweet is a readable backlink. And for Hootsuite, it doesn't matter, because you can put both accounts in Hootsuite and you automate it. So it's not really, instead of one, it's just one click more. You, instead of sending out your tweets to one account, you send them out to two accounts, and then you're good.
I just think it's much easier for the customer to understand, because on this website, which is SellFast, this is the one that we promote all the properties on. But you also see that what I also do, in fact, I'm just running articles through here now interlaced with other feeds. I think I have a market feed in here as well. But here's staging a home in Florida. So what I'm doing is I'm subtly, if you want to call it that, slipping my articles or my posts in between these other informational things. Like Steve Banas, he runs a weather feed on his. And so he has a weather feed going there twice a day to kind of break up the monotony of just being me type thing.
Yes, that's true. And then, everybody is interested in the weather.
That's right. So this, you see, trying to sell your house fast, we can help. And that will direct into an article. Whereas on the website for when we sell houses, this one's typically, I just turned the feed off because I'm running just article feeds in it right now. But you'll see that, here we go, house selling tips. So this one's for how to sell a house. And that drives you to my website. Let's see where it takes me. We Buy Houses Atlanta, Georgia articles. So it drives you directly to my We Buy Houses Atlanta website.
Yes.
So that's one click that was generated by myself. I try not to click my own stuff just for that reason, but you'll see how I interlaced it. Now you go to, what is it, We Buy Houses USA. And this is a, yeah, that's it. I think this one's going to have quite a few more properties on it. This is one of our national websites for houses for sale. So I do recommend, though, that you do set up a different one for when you buy and a different one for when you sell, because you get a different backlink here. You get a different ad, what I call a billboard. And you also have different messages. And you know, it's just twice as much juice. So.
Yeah, and Twitter doesn't really like it when you only put ads on there. At some point, they will block your account, and you don't want that. Then you have to start all over again, and that's a bit of a waste.
And John asked, you used to have some examples of tweets. Well, John, I hope I kind of answered that a little bit as we've gone through here. But see how I slipped another little ad in here through for me? This is House Selling Tips Atlanta, Georgia. Three important house selling tips you need to know before you sell. And that, of course, goes to my Atlanta website. Let's go over to let's go to Steve Banas real quick, Marielle. You jump.
I do have one remark on your tweets. Don't write and tweet anything that you wouldn't want to read either. So if you're not interested in what somebody had for breakfast, please don't be the person that tweets that too.
Seller's website, which is who is it?
And on the other hand, don't be too spammy, because that's something that you don't like to get in your email box, in your spam, in your Twitter account, or in your Facebook account. You just don't want to have only spam. You want something that is nice to read too.
Here's what I like about Steve's is he has Channel Live weather feed, But look what he also has. He has for sale. Now, he's using the Super Smart upgrade, so these are automatically being fed in through the SEO upgrade.
The SEO upgrade, yeah.
All right. So he's not really doing anything. He just plugged in through Hootsuite. But notice down here, he also has an article. So
I don't think he even knows that he tweets that.
He doesn't. It's all automatic, this stuff. All these little tweets are he just set up one time and they rotate, they cycle through. But there's some examples, I hope that helps, of some tweets. But, you know, the best thing to do is going back to the very basics. All this stuff that we give you really isn't going to do it'll do something for you. It's going to give you a little extra juice. But the real power comes from when you point people to your own stuff. There's only so many times you can point them to the same place on your website. So what I do, what I did on mine, if you notice that, it went to an article that I added to the website. That's part of the SEO upgrade. So I always have something I can share with people. It's always new because every time I write, here's House Selling Tips, Atlanta, Georgia, and I added a new page with a new article to my website.
I mean, the SuperSmart websites have so many pages. They have so many pages where you can point your tweet to, and that says something new. And they're all links to your site.
So here's one that went to my article. So here's a little article I put on, just real simple, three simple steps. And people are on my website. I could have turned the questionnaire on this one if I chose to. So it's like a squeeze page almost by itself. And those all come from my Twitter pages. So that is really the way that you can really drive people, especially a lot of people. You might be marketing a travel agency, you know, same type of thing. You can drive them to a squeeze page or a capture form or drive them right to your website. You can write an article on vacationing in Tahiti and put it online. And that way you always have something new. Yeah, really, Tahiti.
Did you just say Tahiti or Haiti?
Is that not good? Is that not a good place to go?
I don't think it's a good place to go, Haiti, right now.
No, I said, is that what I said? Well, there might be better places to go right now. That's why I need a good travel agent. Thanks. I guess I don't watch the news. All right, so at any rate, there's some examples of tweets. How do you get the feeds? Let's see. It's 8:05. I'll give you a little hint. You have to run the tweet. I'm not going to get into it. This will be another call. In fact, I may have covered it slightly on another call. But you need to use a program called Twitter Feed, and you need to plug in your feeds. It's somewhat geeky, but it has to be run through Twitter Feed, and then it pulls it into Twitter. If you don't have the super – well, even if you do have the Super Smart upgrade, it's all run through Twitter Feed. So,
I don't like to say it like this because –
Well, you can run it through Hootsuite. You can run it through Hootsuite. Let me go to Hootsuite real live here. Let me go back.
Well, I don't like to do it like this, but what I suggest is find an RSS feed, and in Hootsuite you can add that to your account, and then you have a feed going in there. But
yeah,
I think
if we really
start explaining this, we'll have to add another half hour.
I'm not going to do it. Marielle's saying, don't talk about feeds right now. But if you do go to your Hootsuite account right here in RSS Atom is where you can grab a feed. Where do you or insert a feed? And the question is, where do you grab? Go to Fox News, go to CNN, go to CNET, or just search for
most
feed
pages
online.
Most pages have a little orange button with RSS below it, and if you click on that, it will give you the link to that feed of that page, and you can copy that into your Hootsuite.
Yeah, I tell you, Meryl, she's right. I shouldn't get into the feeds because it is almost another half hour subject. To teach you right how to do it. So I'll make sure that I'll do that on another call for everybody. So that covers the questions, but I just want to show you something else on the SuperSmart website. Anybody can do this. Once you created these networks, now you can add, like here's my Twitter, I have my WordPress, I could add my Facebook, but now I'm interacting between my different sites. So I want people to go check me out. I want people to go see my Twitter page. If they click on something, it opens in a new window anyway, and in most cases, it drives them back to my website because I have my article on my website that I wrote. Part of the SEO upgrade, as I was showing to you earlier, is you have all these different feeds you can create. And we teach you how to use these. We show you how to do it. But notice the views on this articles, which I use, 8,530 views. And that doesn't mean people clicked it. That means people saw it.
And that's pretty powerful. And this is another tool that you can measure what you're doing online. That's the beauty of this part, I feel.
So I have 30 tweets. These are tweets that go to my Twitter account. These are articles. I have 36 articles online for We Buy Houses Atlanta. Let me back up one second here. And what you do is you set these up, and they automate themselves, so they recycle. So once you put them in, they're done.
And that's powerful, too, because it's very hard to find an online tool that is recycling tweets. Once you put the tweets out there, they're gone. You cannot have it in a circle going on and on and on. Now, for more sentency-like things, you don't want that. But for your properties, you do want them to go, once the last one is out, you want the first one to go out there again, unless they are sold. And once they're sold, they get out of the active list. So you want to have your properties go out over and over and over again, and that's a very hard thing to find online.
And the nice thing with feeds is if your property gets sold or the price changes, when that new feed goes out, that information is changed automatically as well. In case you're looking at this going, why are some yellow, why are some white? Yellow are private, meaning they're only for me to use on private feeds. And then the white ones are public, so they can pick them up from the public side of my website. I want people to grab my feeds. I have one of my feeds for We Buy Houses USA that we have 9 other people with other websites that use my feed on their website to keep it fresh. So that's pretty cool. All right. So the SEO upgrade also comes with editable web pages. That is no charge, by the way. I was just looking at that going, hey, that's no charge. Of course. Our web pages are editable, so give you a little extra juice. You can add unlimited articles, feeds. You can even have a video feed that runs into your Twitter page, that runs into your Facebook page. It can all be recycled again through the back office of your website. You can optimize all your articles with what we call permalinks to your website. That's the URL or the actual hyperlink, but it's very sensitive for the search engines, the way we show you how to do it. Optimize each page with meta tags. So your website isn't just a static website, if you will. Every page comes alive for the search engines using these tools. Also gives you a site map. I don't want to get too geeky about that, but that's I don't know very many other websites for real estate investors that have site maps to them. Very powerful for the search engines. And we also have new property templates that you can copy and paste into some of your favorite places like OLX.com, Backpage.com, and Craigslist. So it's just or WordPress, whatever you need to paste them into, it's copy and paste. Retail that SEO upgrade is $995 and $10 a month. Dustin says use the coupon code SEO when you go to SuperSmart Web Profits, and for a limited time, you can still get that for $695. Yes, I should have had this coupon code on the bottom left that said SEO up here. Don't use coupon code Christmas. Use coupon code SEO. That one's expired.
Well, you're giving away $300, so that is Christmas.
It's Christmas all over again. All right, so that's the SEO upgrade. And it comes with so much more than that. We're just touching the surface on what it can do. But imagine just automating everything you do, having it recycled, and then having it on the back office of your website. That's what I love the most about that is I don't have to touch it. It runs for me.
And that's definitely true.
All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. Let me look one more time to see if we have any other questions, and we do not. So thank you again for tuning in, and like always, if you have to reach me, you can – oh, let me show you this real quick. let me go back here a second. Yeah, I got one last thing. Don't hang up on me yet. Let me go to supersmartwebprofits.com. This is where you will find all of our upcoming events, by the way. And we have a whole month's worth of these events. Thank you, Manny. Manny said, Marielle, you did a great job.
Thank you, Manny.
All right. But we have a whole Tuesday. I want to remind everybody of our Tuesdays. First Tuesday is a power hour similar to this. So is the third Tuesday. The second Tuesday is a power hour about foreclosures. And the fourth Tuesday is a power hour with Stefan Cassian. Now, these two, I just record them. They wanted to be part of the program, so I added them in there. But these two are the super smart training ones, if you will. It's going to be more about your websites and online and offline marketing and things like that. And we have a foreclosure event coming up in the end of in February in Orlando with Cameron DeFrank down there as well. So you can sign up, get more information for all these different events that we have coming up. Please do. And then if you go to our homepage, the calendar's right up at the top, by the way. I jumped right to it. But here's our homepage, Super Smart Web Profits Calendar. If you'd like to take advantage of the SEO upgrade, Dustin will be raising that price because we keep adding more stuff to it. But Super Smart SEO upgrades right here. Don't forget coupon code SEO. And, folks, once again, thank you very much for tuning in with us. And if I can be of any help, you can call me direct at 678-957-0220, extension 2. Or you can email me direct at mike@supersmartwebprofits.com. And thank you, and we'll see you at the top of Google. And thank you, Mario.
Good night, everybody.